America, we are endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. At Grand Canyon University, we believe in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. By honoring your career calling, you impact your family, your friends, and your community. The pursuit to serve others is yours. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.
But I'll do 15. I'll break us into the top 15 with Avengers.
Really? Dang, oh I am gosh. Thrown.
You're going to be surprised where I put my put Avengers. You'll be surprised.
This is The Basement Bitch. Welcome, everybody, back to The Basement Bitch. It's been a long time. We actually have all three of us here. Kelton, he's coming up from Lake Powell, where he's rocking a sweet summer job. So, yeah, he came back up here. We're recording the episode. I'm pretty pumped. My name is Harrison.
Woo, I'm Kelton.
And this is Cade. Let's get to it.
And this is what we have been, which has taken us 9 months to get to.
Oh, my gosh.
If you guys haven't listened to a single episode of any of our MCU movies, you should. But what we've always talked about in Pick Your Poison is our MCU ranking. Before we watch all the MCU movies, we ranked them from 1 to 23. And then even came up with an average for all three of us. This is the re-rank after rewatching. This is what we have been working towards consistently for 9 months to finally re-rank all these episodes. I've been so excited for this podcast. We had to delay it by one day for some personal reasons, and I was so sad that we didn't get to. So we're here. I've been waiting for this. I'm pumped. I've been waiting for this since we recorded the episode where we ranked them beforehand. So I've been waiting for a long time.
Yeah.
Anyway.
It's kind of crazy to think about how long we've been working at this and the amount of effort and time it's taken. Like, I remember when we first did the re-ranking, or when we first did the ranking, we talked, oh, at the end of all 23 movies, we'll re-rank it. But now it's finally here.
And
dude, I don't know about you guys, but a lot of things has happened in these 9 months.
Oh my God. These last 9 months have been crazy.
I feel like my life is completely different, but it's cool to have this thing to measure time by each week and stuff.
Oh, I totally agree. It's been so weird as well to try and re-rank and remember back what was it like when we watched Iron Man?
You know? Man. Yeah.
So I have one thing to say though. My only hope for this episode, I don't care if you guys tell me all my rankings are horrible. I just hope that my love and praise for Iron Man 2 has paid off and that it goes up on both of your lists. I was looking at your list beforehand and it's so at the bottom and it does not deserve to be there. I think it deserves to go way up. We talked about it. I remember at the end of that episode that both of you guys were like, man, this movie is way better than I remember it being. And I feel like I had something to do with that because I love that movie. Anyway, that's my hope. So it goes up.
I'm excited to see everyone's ranking and stuff. So
let's get into the podcast here first with, because we actually have him here, question time with Kelton.
Yeah!
Let's do this.
All right, guys. So I did the number last time. Harrison, I believe it's your turn. Pick a number between 1 and 100.
Do we want to know what Kelton's answer is to our last question? Because that was a pretty good question.
What was the question?
It was number 89.
89? Okay, let me see this. Who was your first crush?
Oh yeah.
Dang, dude. All right. Okay, let me go back. I remember my fourth grade crush. I remember my second grade crush. But I think my first crush in kindergarten. Man, that was a long time ago. I think her name was Danielle.
Ooh.
Yeah, it was Danielle or something like that. The reason I don't remember very well is because I straight up got rejected, bro. I remember one day I was minding my own business, just sitting in class. I was I'm gonna write her a note. I rip out this thing, this is kindergarten account, mind you, and I'm just Danielle, I like you. And then I fold it up. And I, at recess, I walk up to her, I give it to her, and she opens it right there, and she looks at me, and she's like, okay. And I was like, prank, man. And then I never liked her again. She was my worst enemy from then on.
That reminds me, the first, this isn't our question, but you just reminded me, Kelton, I think it's hilarious. The first girl that, I ever liked, I remember liking, besides, the girl that I grew up across the street and was friends with my whole life, that was my first crush, but I don't know if you really count. The first girl who I hadn't been around that I liked, her name was Jade Mulder. And I remember I finally had the guts to go and talk to her in first or second grade. I think it was first grade. And I was like, hey, I don't remember what he said. It's like, I really, really like you or something. I don't know. It was in first grade. And I just had just barely got glasses, and I was so insecure about them. I got called four eyes. Like, I remember I went home and cried. Anyway, she's like, you were much cuter before you got glasses. And it just, like, broke my heart. Just destroyed it. And then I just despised her and loathed her ever since then.
Don't make
and,
fun like, of my glasses.
Like, even later in high school, I think about it, I'm like, oh, she just was so mean to me. Which is funny, because then in high school, I met my now wife, who was my girlfriend at the time, and her best friend, no joke, was Jade Mulder. The same girl who I hadn't seen since third grade. Gosh. And they had been best friends, like, all junior high and high school.
Oh,
and it was just, it was weird. Like, that the first few times I saw her, I was like, I have despised you for years, and you have no idea.
You made fun of my freaking glasses. Dang it.
Yeah. That's so, anyway, that. But to get to the actual question, I'll pick out the number 18.
18. Alrighty. Let's see what it says. What is your favorite game or sport to watch and play?
Favorite game?
Yeah, what is your favorite game or sport to watch and play?
Watch and play. Oh,
I think my...
I have two...
Oh.
Yeah. I think that we could extend this, like, if you want, like, game, this could go to, like... Actually, maybe we could do, like, sport version and then video game. But, like, we gotta be precise, like, this would be the video game one, and then this would be the sport. Just
okay,
so we don't take too much time. Yeah, okay,
my favorite game actually would be Spoons. The card,
you
the
loved
card
it.
Game Spoons. That thing can get so intense. Like, it's just fun. I've had a lot of memories where we used to be played... Like, where we have this, we're sitting in the table, and then the spoons are out in the freaking lawn, or, like, we have the spoons out on the water, like, pal. Like, that's just fun. Favorite video game is Legend of Zelda, Ocarina of Time, freaking OG. And then favorite sports, basketball. Hands down.
Oh, heck yeah.
Freaking love basketball.
Okay, favorite sport, you're gonna be soccer. Love watching soccer.
Really?
Huh. Favorite, well, because it's watch and play, it has to be soccer. There's ones that I like to play more than that. Anyway,
okay.
My favorite game would be Bang. I don't know if any of you guys
have
played
that game. Oh, I love Bang.
That game is so fun to play, but also so fun to watch. Like, when you know who's the sheriff and who's the outlaw, and you, like, get the inside scoop that other people are, you're like, oh, it's just, yeah, it's so fun to watch.
Bang's a good game. I love that one.
But, like, my favorite video game, I honestly haven't played video games in a long time. I'm just going to go with, like, Mario Kart. Or Super Smash. Just because those
classic,
are like...
Classic, dude.
Those are good ones.
Yeah. OG, back in the days, having tournaments in Daniel George's green room. If you're listening, Daniel George.
All right. Favorite sport to watch and play is hands down football. Gosh, love of my life, dude. And then I'd say game. This is tough. I'm always love being involved, so watching when I enjoy watching, I probably have to say, like, what's it called? The werewolf one you have, Cade?
Oh, One Night Werewolf?
Yeah, One Night Werewolf.
Oh, that game is fun.
Yeah, watching is pretty interesting, too, because you already, like, know who everyone is, and you get to watch them, like, work it out. Kind of like Bang. Yeah, that's a lot
more intense.
Yeah. And then, like, video game. I don't like watching people play video games, but I had to say, like, Mario Party.
Oh,
that
yeah.
one is so much fun
That's
to watch.
That's a good one.
Oh, yeah.
It's fun to watch.
But dang. All right, everybody. That was question time, just so you guys could get to know us a little bit more. So tune in next week or next episode for our next question time with me.
Other than that, this is on to the regular scheduled program with the MCU re-rank. I'm like... getting nervous thinking about it. I'm so hyped.
Oh,
I
know.
The episode
of
the basement bench.
I need to say it now.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Number
23. So we're
gonna
go through these.
The
we're gonna start at the bottom, work our yes. way up. We're gonna reveal them one at a time.
Okay.
Then for you guys listening, we're gonna give a breakdown. It's honestly kind of hard to like try and listen to a list and remember the before and after, and it gets confusing and all can jumble in your head. So in the show notes, of course, there is going to be our links to our social medias, both Twitter and Instagram and Facebook. I'll post them on all those places after this episode. And also on my personal letterbox, HarryPerry13. If you go to the list, I have a list that it just says DBB in brackets. And then it will have my re-rank, Kelton's re-rank, Cade's. So you can look at the list there if you're a fan of Letterboxd. But what we're going to do here on the episode is we're going to start at the bottom of our re-rank. So this is after rewatching them. And we're going to start with 23 and work our way up. And then we're at the end of our, once we get to number one, we're going to talk about the movie that went up the most and the movie that went down the most on our individual lists. And then we're going to get our average. And we'll have the Basement Binge MCU re-rank, where we'll see between the three of us where the movies land out. And again, talk about the ones that went up the most and the ones that went down the most. So, let's actually get started. Wow, that was a lot of formalities.
Okay.
23.
23. I'll go first. I think we all know which ones. We have the same one. It is The Incredible Hulk.
Avengers Endgame.
No.
I'm just kidding.
The Incredible Hulk is the bottom of the barrel.
No, sir. Trash. I disagree.
Hold up.
Wait. Okay, really quick. Do we want to, when we say each of our rankings, do we want to defend it, or do we each just say, all right, this is mine, this is mine, this is mine, and then we all go at it? I think it'd be fun that way.
I think just talk about it.
Or just go.
It doesn't have to be organized.
What do you guys think?
I say, it depends how long we want to make this. We can either do, we just say our each three, and then we talk about whatever we remember, or we can, after each one, we can fight about it, or we can go through all 23 and then just kind of leave talking about them to our most begrudging ones at the end of all 23.
Okay, I think it'd be cool just we each say ours, or we just talk after each time we say ours. So
okay. Well, I'll go. How about we just talk about each one? But I'm in agreement with Kate here. My bottom is The Incredible Hulk.
Okay.
Moved down one. So The Incredible Hulk. Went from 22 to 23.
Don't tell me what your last one is. Is it Thor?
It is Thor.
Oh, my God.
It will always be Thor, man. Like, that movie is so boring. Nothing happens. It just...
Were you bored the first time you watched it?
Straight up.
Nice.
But this is the rewatch. It doesn't matter what the first one was. This is the rewatch.
See, like, the problem is, it's just... I think a big problem is even rewatching it, I was biased because I know, like, I've seen all the other 22 Marvel movies, and I know, like, the problems and, like, the threat of each one and the villain and whatnot is so much bigger than Thor. So I literally just feel like I get to watch someone babysit Thor, and I get to watch him grow up instead of being a 3-year-old.
Okay.
So that's why, like, Thor will just... worst of the MCU. Like,
no.
I would even go as far as saying,
well,
like, this
I'm
isn't
agree
a
with
good
Kelton.
Movie.
I'm going to agree with Kelton. Number 22, Thor, for me.
Okay.
Okay, I'm gonna agree with you, Kelton, about The Incredible Hulk is not a good movie. Even a good movie in general. I just do not like that movie. Thor, it's almost there. It's, like, right on the edge of tipping, not a good movie. There's parts of it that slightly redeem it, but, man, it's, like, hanging on by a thread.
Yeah,
so
I mean,
yeah, that's my 22.
See,
Thor,
my number
right
22 is Hulk, so it's just like
a little switchy,
pretty switchy,
but,
switchy with all of us. But
Cade, what's your 22?
Spider-Man: Far From Home.
Ooh.
Oh, savage!
I don't know. I didn't really get it. I enjoyed watching the movie, but here's the thing: like, I just didn't really connect with it, and I just felt like it was just a huge. It's all about Iron Man. He's dead. He's dead. He's dead. Like, I get it. I watched Endgame, and I cried over that. Like, I want to watch Spider-Man. Because there's some parts... I love the end part where it's about Spider-Man, where he uses the spider sense. And he has this, like... He's just so freaking smart. Like, that was awesome. But then building up to that was just this whole thing of Tony Stark memorial movie.
Yeah.
So
We talked about that a lot on that episode, Kate and I did. Because it didn't plummet like his, but it went... down a lot for me. It was not as good the second time. So
yeah, I'm actually pretty sad I missed that, and to be honest, it did affect my rankings for this one because I watched it when it came out in movie theaters, which wasn't like super long ago, but because I've watched so many movies since then, I've kind of forgotten about it, so I just remember like the points that like stuck out to me. So that's why I have Spider-Man: Far From Home at 21.
Oh jeez. Okay.
You
guys are hating on that.
I feel like it might go up if I were to watch it now.
Well, I'll tell you, so far, your list is unchanged, Kelton.
Wait, is it really?
I've got them side by side. I'm like, I have a whole spreadsheet here. It looks pretty intense. I'll have to show it to you guys. But, like, you're unchanged, man.
Really?
You haven't changed at all?
Oh, I have not.
So, my 21 is Thor Dark World. Better than the Thor movie. The Loki in it is fun. There's parts of it that are fun. But, you know, It's just kind of that MCU movie that everybody hates on. I don't know. There's something about it that I don't remember. I just remember being really displeased with it, but pleasantly surprised by Loki and the fun that it was, parts of it, because I'd never seen it before. Watching it was the first time I had. So it went up like two spots, but I just remember being really disappointed with it, but slightly enjoying parts of it. So it went up a little. But anyway, Cade, what's your 21?
21's Thor. Because there's so many other movies that I like just as much, but Thor, it can't be bottom for me, because it's how I fell in love with Marvel, at like the whole Marvel universe was Thor. He was number one. He started it all. So he can't be the bottom.
All right. Well, moving into the top 20, you guys are not gonna like mine, so I'll go last.
Okay, Thor: Dark World is number 20 for me. And it's because Loki is able to give them that spot. Loki, we see the most Loki, like quality Loki content in Thor: Dark World.
Yeah, he's great in that.
Mm-hmm. All righty, Kellen? That one's like I respect. I feel like this one's pretty surprising. My number 20 is Ant-Man and the Wasp.
Oh, okay, you're changed. And the good news is that previously Iron Man 2 was number 20, and I was. I was worried because, again, my hope was that movie would go up for both of you guys, but mm-hmm. Ant-Man and the Wasp.
Yeah, Ant-Man and the Wasp. Like, thinking about it, like, even especially this time around, like, rewatching the second time, it just did not have, like, that. It did not
it
hook me.
It was pretty funny, though.
It was very, yeah. It was funny, but it's just super lax. Like, that's something that I have, like, on in a background.
I think
like,
part
if
of
I'm hanging out with friends.
Like, the timing of, like, when the movie happened, like, the timeline, like, it was, like,
I agree.
They're all going to get snapped, so, like, what does this even matter?
Yeah, I agree, though. Like, it was there. It was set up. But, like, watching the second time, it was a ton of fun for me. Like, it was a fun, but that was it. Like, there wasn't, it's kind of, like, it went down for me as well. Man, I'm revealing too much. But anyway, my episode 20, Avengers Infinity War.
I'm not surprised by that, actually.
I do not like rewatching this movie.
No!
It's a very, very well-made movie with very sweet action and great character development and great story, and I love Thanos, and the threat is really good. It just is awful to rewatch. I don't like losing, and I don't like seeing my friends lose, and I have no hope watching this movie, so it's not a good experience for me. And it's because it's such a well-made movie. Like, this movie could almost go in the category of, like, the best movie I'll never watch again type of thing. Like, it's a well-made movie that's really good, but I just, like, I don't like that feeling of hopelessness, so I'm not going to rewatch it.
Dang. Well, yeah, I remember I kind of got that vibe when you, like, first watched it. And like, the thing is, though, I feel like I could see where you're coming from, and I feel like a lot of people would agree with you, too. Because it is, like, a hard movie to watch when you know, especially when you know what happens. It just takes away from, like, any, like, good, I guess, in the movie.
Yeah, like if I only remembered my experience in the theaters, it probably would be in the top 10, because that was on like the funnest and best theater experience I've ever had, and it is intense to watch. Like, it is riveting the whole time, like really on the edge of your seat, and it's well made, and the action is fun to watch, and there's moments that are just a ton of fun, but rewatching it is not good for me. So we'll move on to that. Number 19. I'm going to just go again, repeat of kind of what I said, Captain America Civil War. I've never been a big fan of this movie, and again, I don't like seeing my friends fight. It's a negative experience. It is. Like, it ends on a bad note, and I don't like that. And it's above Infinity War because I love Black Panther, and I love T'Challa in Civil War. And I love – and, like, there's enough of him in this movie that it puts it above Infinity War, but still, rewatchability of it is so low because these are my friends, and I have so much love for them. I just get along. Please, for me.
All right, Cade, what's your 19?
19 is Spider-Man Homecoming.
Oh.
Bruh.
That was a stab. Bruh. You just did that because I put Infinity War low. That was
partly, yeah. But here's the thing, though. It's just like my Spider-Man is like Spider-Man, like that
Tobey
those
Maguire?
First movies. Tony Maguire. Like, I grew
Sam
up with
Raimi?
That. That's my Spider-Man.
Yo, I disagree, man. I like the second Spider-Man.
Second Spider-Man
like,
was
really Andrew
dope.
Garfield? Oh,
really quick.
The Amazing
Andrew
Spider-Man?
Garfield.
Are you kidding?
I loved the second one just for the soundtrack.
I haven't seen
it. Oh,
that.
The soundtrack's
dude,
sweet.
It's sick. Like, it's a lot of fun to listen to. Like, I got chills, like, thinking about it. Anyways, random off topic, but that's my Spider-Man.
Okay.
Kellen, what's your 19?
19 is Thor 2. I mean, it had to go somewhere. That was where I had an open spot.
I could
spot.
Even tell you that one.
Hey.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
But okay. For the record, though, I do want to say, I actually think this is better than most people think it is. Like,
oh,
I remember
I
watching
I
it. Like,
much, honestly.
Yeah, I watch it, and I'm like, I still like have a lot of
it's
fun
not
watching
fun,
this movie.
You know, where they jump through that portal and Loki's like, ta-da.
Yeah, like, Loki's hilarious in this movie.
Oh, yeah.
And I would love to put this movie higher. It's just there are too many movies that are ahead of it, you know? I just can't.
Yeah.
Or I would love to make it higher, but I just can't.
For me, on my list, it's kind of getting to that point where it's like, it's not that this movie's really bad that put it on the bottom of the list. It's just that there's movies that are better that
exactly.
got above it. Like,
yeah.
like, this just got pushed down. But, mm-hmm. man, I will say Thor Dark World is probably the movie that I quote a ton, and my wife dislikes it because the scene where Odin is talking to Loki, and he's like, Loki's like, this is my birthright to rule. And Odin's like, your birthright was to die.
But
I quote that all the time.
Dude, if I could
anyway.
Talk like that all the time, such a flex
oh,
on everybody. It's like, what?
I
just think
scene.
That'd be a lot of fun. I mean, people would hate you,
oh, yeah.
but it'd be pretty fun to talk like that.
So,
okay.
On to 18. 18, is that what we're on?
Yep.
Cade, what's your 18?
Captain Marvel, man.
Bro, dude.
Captain Marvel
man.
So deserves to be there. Her ego
that.
Is like trash.
It's intentional. It's intentional ego.
Yeah.
It's intentional she, crap.
Take
well,
a
Iron
step
Man's
back.
Ego is intentional crap.
I understand being confident, but she.
Hold
she,
up.
It's another level of like unnecessary stuff.
But let me teach you something. Okay.
No.
I want you. I'm gonna take you on a journey right
no,
now.
No, I don't want this.
Imagine, just think. Remember Captain Marvel. Remember the scene when what's his name? Blue dude.
Ronan.
Yeah, Ronan shows up in the ship, and Captain Marvel straight up like blows up all the missiles he fires, and freaking flies through a ship. Only think about that scene. Nothing else from the entire movie. Do you believe? That a movie with that scene deserves to be at 18.
Yeah, because
what, bro? Come on.
It's dude, there. That scene keeps it at number 18. Yeah, that's why it's not at the bottom.
Okay.
And
yeah, it
Nick
went up.
Fury
he,
in that
hit,
movie
hey.
Is pretty funny.
Sneak
He's
peek.
He's pretty darn funny.
He went. Cade put it up 5 spots, so I'll respect it. I know a lot of people don't like Captain Marvel,
5.
And that's fine if people don't. But he moved it up 5 spots, so I'll give him some respect. It was like at the bottom. It was 23. So, yeah. Anyway, Kelton, what's your 18?
Okay, my 18, Iron Man 3. That's just where it fell. That no
yeah.
other reason. Good movie, but just not as good as the others.
Same Iron Man 3 for me.
Oh heck yeah, dude! That is that our first like aside from the first the bottom two because we're kind of universal about those.
Yeah,
I think that's our first.
This is
like,
the first
same.
Agreement.
Heck yeah.
Okay. Let's see what happens in 17. I got 17. Avengers Age of Ultron. One of those things where I was like, this is a movie I enjoy, but
wow.
just not as much as others.
That's way surprising
that's
to
way
me.
Way low.
Dang.
Because I remember like talking about how much I love this movie. Like, yeah, this movie was in the top 10 before, and now it's
wow,
17.
Wow, dropped a ton. Holy
Dang,
cow.
That's surprising.
That's why?
Rewatching it, if you guys go back and listen to the Age of Ultron episode, I just remember like watching and being like, man, this isn't like because I had just rewatched it like before we started ranking, and it like made me like, man, why do people hate this? And like my response to people disliking it made me like it more. But then I rewatched it so soon after that they're like, it wasn't enough time to forget that enjoyment, and I was like, I expected too much of it, and it really brought it down. But it's a fun movie. Again, it's a movie that I really enjoy. It's just. I enjoy others more, so it got pushed down.
Okay. Well, my 17th Iron Man 3. I was close to agreeing
oh,
with
yeah.
you guys, but that's kind of where it fell at, so number 17. It's fun, but I'd rather watch other ones.
All right, this one I'm still on the fence about.
You can change it right now. You haven't said anything.
Actually, yeah, I'm going to change it. I'm going to do a call an audible on this play really quick. I have Doctor Strange at 17.
Okay.
Which is weird because actually, the first time ever watching it, I loved it. I thought it was so
it's
cool,
mesmerizing, man.
Like especially the like opening scene. Like I
oh,
loved
yeah.
how Doctor Strange or like Stephen Strange was switched. like how he had to go from like this the most arrogant but kind of like dope surgeon ever to just humbled and then like learning again. So I don't know, I thought that was pretty cool. But
yeah, that was sweet.
This time around, it lost it for me, which is weird, like even thinking about it. But that's just where it fell. I like you said, Harris, it's hard ranking these because it's not like there's like 23 movies and there's like 10 bad ones and then 10 good ones and then like 3 amazing ones. It's like 20 amazing movies and then 3 mediocre ones, you know?
Yeah.
So it's super hard to rank these, but it lands where it lands. Doctor Strange at 17.
All right, 16.
16. I've got Ant-Man and the Wasp. It's fun. I had that. Where did I have that previously? I had that.
19. It moved up a few spots.
It moved up. I enjoyed the quote. Like, Paul Rudd is hilarious. He's so funny.
He is so funny.
So it deserves a move up for me.
Okay.
16. This is a big drop for me, but it's Ant-Man.
Oh, yeah. That plummeted for you, dude.
Yeah, it really went down a ton. What did I have at before? I had it at
8.
Big tank. The way I ranked it this time around is how hooked I was and like invested in terms of like whether I was on the edge of my seat. Like the threat level of the movie, and this one felt lower.
Yeah.
But still great movie. I love it. It's hilarious, but it's just, it is what it is.
Mine is Iron Man, and I feel bad putting it this low, but it's one of those movies where it's like, I really, really enjoy it, but they just took up the notch so much from there. But not every time. Not every time was a hit. But like Iron Man, I rewatch, and it's like, yeah, this is sweet, and like it's there because of when it came out, but like it doesn't have the longevity that other early stage Marvel movies have for me. But it is one that I love. Like, I rewatch Iron Man frequently. There's just others that I rewatch more.
So. Okay.
Gotcha.
But I'll do 15. I'll break us into the top 15 with Avengers.
Really? Dang, oh I am gosh. Thrown.
You're going to be surprised where I put Avengers. You'll be surprised. But that's surprising. 15. Why is it that low?
Well, it was at 14 before. It only went down one. So I would say it stayed in the same spot, but something else moving up put it down. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. So actually, there's a lot of movies that moved up above Avengers that put it down. So this is weird to say, but Avengers did go up in my mind, but there were other movies that went up more that ended up moving this down. Does that make sense?
Okay. Yeah.
So.
All right, 15 for me. Spider-Man Homecoming. This is, I feel like what's hard, I feel like my 15 through 10, through like
12,
11, 15 through 11 are all like super close. Like I bet you if I were to sit down and listen to someone talk about how Spider-Man Homecoming is a really good movie, it would go to 11. And then vice versa with the other ones like in that range. Does that make sense?
Oh, like one through like 8 for me was super, super easy. No, 1 through 7. And then. Yeah. No, 1 through 8, I'll say. And then, like, 9 through 18 was like, this is so hard.
Yeah, just kind of stuck there. I feel like about the same.
If I were to do the re-ranking, like, every single day, my first 7 and the last 3 would be the same, but everything else is just like, completely changed. Yeah, it's kind of like what I remember.
Conversations I have about it, yeah.
Yeah, so, for real.
Cade, what's your 15?
15 is Captain America, the first Avenger.
Ooh.
Here's what it is that things have moved up, so it kind of just like it just kind of fell back.
Yeah, that movie's great, but
I don't know,
bro. That's an L in my opinion, dude. That's a nope.
Yeah, right.
It is.
I'm curious to see where you have that, Kellen. So, what's your 14, Kellen?
All right, 14, Iron Man 2.
Oh, okay. I'll take that. I'll accept
that. What did I have it at before? Let me check. I had it at 20. So, Harrison. Part of it was because it had been a long time since I've seen it, so I kind of forgot how it was. But I think, Harrison, you did definitely like. And obviously, I feel like when you watch it with friends, if someone says it's like a really good movie, like it definitely, like, I don't know, makes your experience better watching it. So, yeah, side note, everybody, like, go watch movies with your friends because, and especially if they like it's a movie they like, because odds are you'll probably enjoy it.
Yeah,
that totally happened with me with Captain America: The First Avenger. You guys totally changed my opinion of that movie. Now it's one that I love.
So. Oh, dude, heck yeah! All right, what's your 14, Harrison?
Doctor Strange. So a movie that I did not realize I liked that much, but didn't love. So there's parts of it that I like, just am in love with, the visuals especially, but it's kind of this repeat of the story we see so much in superhero movies. It's like, other things are better, but I do like it. So one of those things is just kind of just there, you know, earning its spot, not keeping itself from the bottom, but not climbing its way up.
Yeah, yeah. Sweet. All right, Cade, what's your 14?
Iron Man 2.
Oh, there's another time.
Where was yours?
It stayed the same.
It stayed the same. Oh, wow.
Well, I failed.
Dang it, Harrison.
50%. Oh, well. Okay.
13.
I got Ant-Man, which went down a lot for me. I don't know what I was thinking when I ranked it before.
Yeah, dang,
it's
we,
a fun
you
movie.
On
the heist
train when we ranked these the first time.
Because I recently watched them, I guess. I don't remember
Yeah, Harrison, me and you both had Ant-Man at number 8, and it both... For both of us, they tanked to 13 and 16.
It's a fun movie that, like, is the heistiness of it is fun. Paul Rudd is hilarious. The character of Ant-Man's a ton of fun. The powers of Ant-Man are a ton of fun. Like, it earns its spot this high up on the list. Like, 13, that is not bad, especially in a list of movies that I love to watch this frequently. But I guess I just, having to compare it with so many other Marvel movies, I realized there's things that I just appreciate a lot more.
Mm-hmm. Yep, agreed. All right, my 13 is Avengers. For the record, though, I really wanted this to go higher.
I'll ignore that.
But I couldn't because of the movies ahead of it.
It stayed the exact same. I'm curious, though, like, you'll have to tell us. The one that you called an audible on, where you put Doctor Strange at 17, I'm curious what was there that you did the audible on.
Spider-Man Homecoming.
Oh. Oh, okay.
For real. Yeah, I was going to say it, but, like, I could not. I was like... But I like that. Like, there were certain parts of the movie that I really did like about Spider-Man Homecoming. Like, the scene, like, the whole end, like, just, I just remember, even in theaters, as soon as Peter Parker sees that his date is the villain, or his date's dad is the villain,
insane.
So freaking thrown. Like, I remember that whole scene where he, like, walks into the house. Like, you know how Peter's all, like, he can't take his eyes off his dad? That was, like, me, like, at home watching it. I'm just like,
yeah.
Dude, like that's the bad guy.
That was crazy.
That's the bad guy.
I know.
The bad guy.
Completely threw me, and to be honest, when a movie can, like, make me react that way, that's a good movie in my opinion. I mean, there are obviously things I did or didn't like about that movie, but that part, I felt like if it can make me just, like, completely surprise me like that, it deserves to go up higher, so.
Sweet.
Yeah, so yeah.
All right, did we get your 13, Cade? No,
Doctor
we didn't.
Doctor Strange.
Okay, so that's really close to kind of where we had it. Kind of in the middle of the pack there. You know, great movie, but not greatest.
Mm-hmm.
So, all right. 12 for me. I already mentioned this movie, Captain America: The First Avenger. It climbed a lot for me. You guys really changed my opinions of this movie. Like, it's just a solid movie that's so fun to enjoy. I love Captain America in it. The action in it is great. It's honestly kind of unlike all the rest of the Marvel movies. It's very, very unique, I realized. And I love it for that reason.
Okay. My 12 is Ant-Man. This actually went up, if I remember right.
It did, yeah.
And this movie, I don't know, it's just so fun. It's so funny. And, like, the classic where Luis and his monologue, that's just, that is a classic MCU, you know, content right there. Like, it's just one of those, like, the things were, like, the most, like, your favorite content of the MCU. Like, that's one of the things, like, I bring up, I think, in my head. That's just, it's so funny. And it's just enjoyable to watch. So I moved up a lot.
Dang. All right, well... For my number 12, I'm the first one to rank this movie this low. I have Black Panther at number 12.
Whoa.
Oh, wow.
Serious?
Yeah. Went down. And it, like, makes me sad to say that. Why? But it is what it is. I said what I said, bro. Like, because I remember watching this time. I loved it so much, but I hate how the villain is killed in the end.
Oh,
yeah, the way he died Killmonger. Was like, oh, it's like, why,
yeah, like,
why,
I loved
why?
The character of Killmonger, to be honest, and so I felt like...
That was pretty awesome.
But I see why they killed him off, I just didn't like it, so...
Fair enough.
But I love the whole, like, setup of, like, we get to learn, like, the custom of Wakanda and, like,
that
how a,
so
like,
cool.
a king is made and stuff, and we get to see, like... Because I feel like Black Panther's a superhero that not a lot of people know much about. So yeah. It was really cool to, like, see how he got his powers and what they are actually and, like, what he does and stuff, so.
What he do?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, 11.
Here, I'll go first on this one because I went last. 11, I have Guardians of the Galaxy 2. That one did go up for me. Thankfully, though, for the record, I was not here for this podcast, and I have not watched it since. But I was able to remember certain scenes that I actually really liked. And Guardians of the Galaxy, I just love the group, and like, because I feel like it has like every character you need to make a good movie. Like, you got like super funny stuff, serious, like just good contrast of all the characters. Yeah. So it's a good movie.
I agree. Cade, what's your 11?
Captain America: Civil War.
All right.
Just the, I don't know. There's a lot of good lines in there, a lot of good memories of from that movie. That it's got to be that high, even though there is like this major conflict. It's just this big spin on my favorite genre.
Mine is Spider-Man: Far From Home. It went down a lot for me, but I think just my love for Spider-Man as a character. He's my favorite superhero ever. Has been for pretty much my whole life. And I love the Tom Holland version of Peter Parker. So I think that's what's keeping it aside, because like, I think about this in comparison to some of the other movies. And I'm like, oh, I honestly should move that down. But then I just think about my love for Spider-Man. I'm like, no, I can't do that. Not Spider-Man.
Dang. So. Alrighty, we're breaking the top 10, guys. Oh, this is where it gets real. Let's do this.
Okay, all right, Cade, you get to go first.
Guardians of the Galaxy 2.
Oh, good boy.
It's Yondu, man. He's so great.
I love Yondu. He's so great. One of my favorite characters, I think, in the whole MCU.
I wish he was still in it.
Oh, if he was in Endgame, that would have been sick.
Oh, man. He'd wreck Thanos.
Just him alone.
Just him alone, yeah.
All right. Chapter 10. My number 10, Iron Man. Classic, baby. Start it all.
Okay, my number 10, Captain America: The Winter Soldier.
Number 10?
Yeah.
Dang, that's surprising.
You love that movie. I do. And then I realized that I love other movies more. Well, no, actually, no, I take that back. I realized that I love this movie, and I was blind to its flaws. I rewatched it, and a lot of its flaws stood out to me, particularly action. The action in it is great, but very over-edited and not very well-directed. And... yeah,
really?
That's my one complaint about it. That takes it down a lot because, I don't know, you watch action movies like, I'm trying to think of a good example here, like the Matrix movies or like Kill Bill or Mad Max Fury Road and like Blade Runner 2049, and you see how action with a director who knows what they're doing and with a cinematographer who knows how to cover it without 1,800 cameras and 40 million cuts, it looks way better. And there's action scenes in this movie that are sweet, and I rewatched them, and I was like, wow, there are way too many cuts in this, and that took it down a lot for me. But I still love it that it earned its place in the top 10. Like, even with those flaws, I will still watch the action scenes because they're sweet. Like, so.
Fair enough. I did not think of it that way, but that makes sense.
But I love that movie. Like, I love this twist in it. I love what it has to say. I love Captain America in that movie. The action, like I said, I do love. I don't know. I'm taking too long.
All right. Is that all? We all had Sarah 10? All right. Number 9. I got Captain Marvel.
That dropped for you?
It did, because other movies moved up for me. That is not a win for you, Cade.
That's a win for me, man. And you dropped that movie is a win for me. Okay, my number 9 is Iron Man. It's how it started it all. It's a classic Iron. It's a classic movie. I don't know. I'm really in love with classics right now. It's such a good start, in my opinion. And there's so many things you quote that movie a lot. It's great.
Okay, my number 9 is Ant-Man and the Wasp. Despite how it didn't hold up for me, I still love this movie. I love the character of Hope. I love the character of Scott. I love the actors. And the action actually is really good. Like, it's not, you know, like, super inventive. It's just fun to watch. And it's hilarious. So.
Dang, dude.
Number 8. I'll go first. I had never seen this movie previous to this MCU. And I'm sad that I didn't, because I love this movie. Guardians of the Galaxy.
Heck yeah, baby.
So good, man.
Solid movie. All right, number 8 for me. I have Age of Ultron. That one jumped a bunch.
Wow. I'm honestly, I didn't think about that. I hadn't.
Actually, just
it was
kidding.
At 10.
I was at 10. It feels like it jumped a bunch. It's hard.
It's weird,
10
though.
To 8
like,
feels like so high.
I just realized, like, I've been focusing on what you guys have said that I haven't noticed what you guys haven't said, and now I'm starting to think about, like, the movies that haven't been mentioned yet. This is the first Age of Ultron mentioned besides mine, and, like, I'm honestly surprised that you guys have it in the top 10. Like, not that I dislike it, I'm trying to hate on it, but, like, I don't remember you guys liking it that much. But my memory is failing me.
Mine is also Age of Ultron, actually.
Bruh.
Hey, there's another tie.
Oh, yeah.
Heck yeah, dude.
It's good, man. It's just, it's the Avengers. They all come together. And they,
I don't know. There's
I'm curious what you guys like it, though.
I don't, like, I, there's something about the Avengers. There's, like, a lot more hype, and I felt like they were bigger movies when they came out, and there's a lot, I feel like there's more effort put into it because it's more of, like, a bigger level threat.
So much anticipation.
I loved it, like, especially because I feel like it set up so many characters for future movies.
Yeah.
Like, the Phase 3, I feel like, is, like, Age of Ultron is so critical to every single movie of Phase 3 that it was just, I thought it was really cool. It made me, like, realize, like, in depth of, like, how much it shows about each character.
Also, Hulkbuster.
Yeah.
You know what? Cool. I feel bad putting Age of Ultron as low as I did, like, talking to you guys. Like, this, like we're saying, like, so many of these things can change. And, like, I forget how much I love the character of Ultron and how good James Spader did. But, I don't know. There's just something about it that I was like, eh, it wasn't as good as I remember. Because I do remember we were in Cade's in-law's basement watching the movie and recording the episode. And I just remember, like, being so disappointed. And, like, I don't have a reason why. I was a huge defender of the movie beforehand, and then that episode, I was like, I'm so disappointed. And, like, that disappointment is what has lingered to the point where it dropped. So, but now talking to you guys, I'm like, oh, maybe I should rewatch it and give it another chance. But this is a re-rank. It's done. I can't
it is it. Set in stone.
Set.
Are we done, everyone? Eights?
Yeah.
Number all right.
Seven.
What you got, Cade?
Thor Ragnarok.
Ooh.
That's the first of the three of us. It dropped because there's some movies that I just realized that I really love.
No, you had, yeah, it dropped 2 for you.
Yeah, it was at number 5.
Dang, alrighty. Alright, number 7 for me, Captain America.
The First Avenger?
In my opinion, it's the the First Avenger. It's the best origin story for any superhero.
And you are a love of the orange story.
I love them orange stories.
How long is
hate Captain America.
How long is that inside joke? Orange stories?
Dude, I don't know.
I think it was from Captain America, the First Avenger. I like actually think it was.
I know, because I think that's when I started talking about origin stories. But, yeah, straight up, dude. I hate Captain America, but this is a very well-made movie. I feel like the action, it's very well-paced. It's not boring, but there's not too much action. There's a lot of story. And it's just, like, really well-made. So, I always enjoy. And this one, dude. Something about it, man. Like, it's so freaking sad how the ending is.
Oh, it freaking sucks, dude.
You're just like, wow, dude. Not gonna lie, because I had hots for Peggy, too. So, like, watching her cry at the end, just like, frick, Peggy, I'll give you a hug if you want it, but dang, this is sad. So, yeah, Captain America, number 7.
Okay, my number 7, climbing the ranks a little bit more after rewatching Iron Man 2. I love this movie, and I will forever defend it. And I don't know why it gets so much hate as it does, like, especially on Twitter. Like, people just hate this movie. Like, I'm okay. Like, I understand why people dislike it, but this movie is one of the funnest times I have watching an MCU movie. Like, especially that fight scene in the forest at the end. I could rewatch that for days. This movie has so much rewatchability for me. There's just so many parts that are just so, like, fun and entertaining, and the characters are just fun that it has so much rewatchability.
Yeah, the fight scene at the end makes it a crazy
good
movie.
So good. So good.
I can't believe I had forgotten that. I wonder if that might have changed my rankings, but it is what it is.
I should have just sent that in the Slack. Remember the fight scene at the end.
Fight scene at the end of my rankings. All right. Does that move us to 6?
Yeah, number 6.
All right. Number 6 for me is Thor 3. I had that at number 3 before, but second time around, I realized there's a scene I do not like whatsoever, and it's as soon as Hulk goes back down to Bruce Banner. I get bored. When they're, like, walking through the city, and, like, I don't know, I'm just like, can we, like, fast forward to, like, the good parts? Because, and I feel like a movie in my top 5 shouldn't have that, so that's why I dropped. But still a fantastic movie.
Right beneath
but
the top 5, though.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. Winter Soldier as number 6.
Oh, okay.
And that dropped for me because there's movies that like I feel like they're much better than that one. That, oh, it's so good. Like the story is, I love that a good twist in a movie, and this one has it, and it sells me, and the action just is freaking awesome.
Yeah.
So.
Okay, my number 6, Black Panther, climbed a ton for me. I was really, really impressed and personally impacted by Black Panther. That's all I have to say. Number 5.
Yeah, it went up 7 for you.
Yeah, it climbed a ton.
Dang.
So, I really like Black Panther. Number 5, breaking the top 5. Here we go.
Top 5, let's do this.
I'll go first. Thor Ragnarok stayed the exact same for me. The only movie I had that stayed the same was Thor Ragnarok.
Wow, really?
We all love that movie. And it's just a ton of fun. I don't know. I don't know how else to say about it. There's not anything that's particularly touching to me. It's just fun. And it looks great. I think that, like, the synth wave of it that I'm going to call, and Jeff Goldblum just make me adore this movie.
Heck yeah. Alrighty, my number 5. I got Civil War, baby, dude. What a solid movie, man. Like,
what a awful movie.
You guys, but, dude, this is the movie that, like, got me so, like, freaking Iron Man, baby. Screw Captain America. I have had so many fantastic debates with people where I smoked them and I won.
I smoked them!
Big time.
I smoked them.
Because I proved the point that Captain America is a douche. And Iron Man is a low-key great guy. And... you know, screw it, like, screw freaking Captain America. I don't know. This movie, it's just, that's just part of who I am. I love, like, that discussion, like, well, no, you're freaking wrong kind of thing. So, yeah, I just love this movie. Like, even though it's, like, hard to watch, but I don't know, because I just really get caught up in the emotion, especially with Tony Stark and, like, his parents. Because it sets it up right from the very beginning. You know, there's that scene where the memory thing, he could have said bye, Dad, or something. He's like, well, that's not what actually happened. And then later on we see, oh, you know, I'm not even going to get into it. I'm going to get really heated, but point is, I love Civil War. So that's my number 5.
Okay.
Cade?
Number 5 is Guardians of the Galaxy. This is one of the best movies. I love it. One of the best comedies. It's so good. Like, it fits it's with, classic. Like, Sandlot. It fits with, like, Galaxy Quest. It fits with... Secondhand Lions, like the amount of humor in this is so—it's so funny. It's just—it's
so good.
It's—I love it. I love it.
All right, Harrison. Right.
Inside the top 5, number 4 for me. You guys ready for this?
Yeah. Kate,
I hope you're listening. Captain Marvel. This movie shot.
Freak yeah, baby. That's
I think
up.
A huge, and I have to shout out M from Verbal Diorama. She really opened my eyes to the impact that this movie can have to people. But also, I just had a great time watching this movie. It was so much fun. The buddy cop nature between Carol Danvers and Nick Fury. Carol Danvers blowing up a bunch of missiles when she's in binary mode.
Oh.
I mean, I love watching this movie. Like, watching it is just so much fun for me. On top of that, I saw the impact it could have. And it really, really had a great, big impact on me. So it climbed. That movie and Guardians of the Galaxy, little spoiler, are the movies that went up the most for me.
Dang. Yeah, see, I with Captain Marvel, to be honest, that's, like, one of the greatest, like, top 10, like, movie theater experiences I've ever had.
Oh my gosh,
loved that, watching the movie theater. And
I saw that on IMAX. I'm so glad I did. It was epic.
Oh, like, even though, like, I had it ranked number 7 before and it went down to 9 now, but, like, that was, like, such a fun movie theater experience. Like, solid, solid movie, dude. And that makes me happy you got it up in top 5. That's dope.
Yeah.
Heck yeah.
So, all right.
All right, number... Wait, have I done my 4 yet?
No.
No, okay. I was the only one. I was the first.
Oh, okay. My number 4, Guardians of the Galaxy. It doesn't need any explanation. Solid.
Okay, my number 4 is Black Panther. Oh, man, I didn't realize the soundtrack and, like, the whole viewing experience of Black Panther is, like, just like none other. It's so good. After I bought Infinity War, I bought Black Panther. Like, it's just, I love it. It's so good. I can watch it over and over again.
Yeah.
Okay, we're at number three now.
Yep, number three. What you got, Cade?
Avengers Infinity War, man. That. There are so many freaking things in that movie where it just, you can't forget about it. Like, you can watch it once and you can remember it. Like, the fight between Thanos and Doctor Strange. The fight between.
Oh, that's good.
Thanos and Iron Man. The fight between. The fight where they all hold him down and Star-Lord loses his crap and he beats him up and they lose. The point where Gamora kills Thanos and, like, cries over it. The point where he uses the Reality Stone for the very first time and it blows your mind on, like, what he actually does with the Reality Stone. Or, like, the point where they fight and, like, Iron Man is embarrassed in front of the Wizard because, oh my gosh, Bruce Banner can't even, like, he can't turn into the Hulk. And, like, Thor comes down and he's like, bring me Thanos. And he's like, this huge entrance, like, huge. And he, like, freaking beats, he finally gets Thanos with a hammer and then the snap. Like, it's the snap. Like, you can't, it sucks, yeah, they lost, but it's the snap. It's like, you know? We'll ignore Vision and his, like, pettiness, but that's the only bad thing about this movie is Vision. He's just, like, nerfed.
He gets so nerfed hardcore. Hard.
So honestly, hardcore. Not gonna lie, thinking about it, like, he was the one Avenger who died that, like, legit nobody cared about.
Yeah.
Like,
he died, I was like, oh, that sucks. But I was more like, when he died, I was like, oh, crap, he's got all five Infinity Stones now, rather than, like, oh, crap, Vision's dead.
He already died, but then he came back to life and then died again. You're like, okay.
Okay, yeah, he's dead.
Yeah.
Now he's got five stones, and, like, you're just thinking about the stones.
Yeah. So.
All right.
My number three is Winter Soldier.
That climbed a bunch for you.
It did, and that's because, I don't know, just watching the I feel like this is an extension of Captain America. It's just like, we know it is, but like, it's the second one. But I don't know. It was just, I feel like it picked up really well from where everything was left off. And I just thought it was really cool to see S.H.I.E.L.D. was like completely infiltrated by Hydra and how they had to figure that out and how Captain America all of a sudden, who you think is good is actually bad. And then like taking down those giant like helicarriers or whatever they're called. Like, I don't know. That was just cool. I wish Bucky wasn't nerfed in, like, Infinity War and Endgame because he was freaking legit in this. Like, smoking everybody left and right with his dope freaking arm.
He's the most nerfed character ever.
I agree. Yeah, but so. Yeah, I love Winter Soldier. So good.
My number three, Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2. I saw this movie without ever seeing the first one and already loved it. And then having seen the first one and how it builds into the second, I just love even more. It's hilarious. It looks great. The action is great. It sounds great. And it means a lot to me. And the way that the characters progress, I really like and relate to. So I love that movie. I'll move on to number two. I got Avengers Endgame. I'm sure I'm the person of the three of us who's ranking that the lowest. But still at number two.
My number two is Infinity War. I mean, come on. Go listen to my two cents. Amen, brother.
Yep. Okay. My second is Avengers. That's my number two. And here's the thing.
Wow.
It's the nuts.
Yeah.
Get out of here.
I was trying to explain it to you. The point where Avengers was the beginning of like those big movies where all of the superheroes come together and they fight against this common evil. And like the first time they all came together and Loki's a bad guy and it's just, that movie experience was so cool because I'm like, I remember just like, I was so excited as a kid, just like, oh, it's Avengers, they're going to like fight together and this whole thing. And it was just, I don't know, it's so cool. It was so cool. And then like all of the reveals in that and within that, like where, I don't know, it was.
I did set up Thanos.
Hulk, he like turns around and he's like, my secret, I'm always winning. He turns around and punches that alien. That was so cool.
That was peak, like, 14-year-old Kelton, dude. Like, watching that, I was like, my life is complete, dude.
Peak 16-year-old Kate.
Because we all know, like, we all wanted to see, like, Hulk, and we kind of did.
We wanted to see him, yeah.
So we got to see him in action, and, like, actually fighting, like, with the good guys.
So cool.
So good.
I was waiting for him to turn into Hulk, and then, yeah, that scene was epic.
And not going to lie, it set up Thanos really cool, even though, like, he's, like, mega purple in that one.
Mega purple. Yeah.
Mega purple, like, giant purple people eater, dude. Like, not going to lie.
All right. Well, okay. Number one, I'm going to guess for both of you guys, Avengers Endgame.
What yep. it do, baby? Dude,
it's the movie.
Yeah, that okay. That was what an guys, experience. I'm just so happy that I was able to see that midnight showing when it came out.
That is an unforgettable experience, no doubt.
And definitely a big part of that was just the freaking theater was so sick. You guys know, I've said this like every podcast, I feel like I'm a hype dude. And when I'm surrounded by people who get hyped, I'm even more hyped. And it was just so much fun to watch. I wish you were there, Harrison. But
yeah. Okay, I'm curious. Hopefully you guys haven't looked at my list, but do you guys know what my number one is?
Let me think. What haven't you said yet? Is it Homecoming?
It is Spider-Man
Homecoming.
I really adore this movie, and rewatching it made me realize how much I really do. And like, I know that a lot of that is how much I needed to hear Spider-Man say, like, come on, Spider-Man, you can do it, and like push a bunch of rubble off of him. Like, the first time I watched that, I needed that desperately, and I'll never forget the impact that that had on my life. And I love Spider-Man. I have forever. And so, like, the combination of those two cannot replace this movie for number one in the MCU for me. I have so many good things to say about this movie. But if you want to hear them, go listen to the actual podcast, not the re-rank. So that is the end of our – well, it's not the end of the re-rank. That's our individuals list. We're going to get to our averages right now. So here we go with the averages. I don't know if you guys remember – well, also – side note to everybody who's listening, Cade had to leave. He had plans. He's got to go. So it's just me and Kellen figuring out the averages. So Cade's input is negated. Well, whatever. That's his fault. So I don't know if you guys remember, or Kellen, you remember from last time. We have the averages, but some of them don't turn out to even numbers, and some of them are ties. So I gotta like read through them as we go, and like there's no 23. So like, if that makes sense, like we're gonna have to pick out some of the numbers. So
okay.
We'll go through the list here. And we also didn't have a chance to talk about Cade's what movie the most. I guess that's not a huge deal. Anyway, so 23, no surprise, The Incredible Hulk.
Yeah.
No change there. Okay, let's see if there's any other. Okay, 22, no surprise, is Thor.
Mm-hmm, yeah, I mean, it was those two were bottom for both for everybody, so.
Yeah, so now I got to find the next lowest number. This is so confusing. Okay. So the next lowest one, make sure I got this right, that got a score of 20, but for the rank of 21 is Thor Dark World.
Okay. Dang, that's surprising, actually.
So we got The Incredible Hulk, Thor, and Thor Dark World. Yeah, like, I was expecting, like, I don't know, something to be.
I think we all just had, like, different. Yeah, we kind of had different movies we all didn't like at the end there.
Honestly, I'm going to be really intrigued what happens because, like, the Incredible Hulk and Thor obviously are at the bottom, and then I feel like everything between this and, like, the top three is going to be really, like, we had very, very different ones. Like, there was a few where we tied up, but for the majority, like, we're really spread out.
All over the place.
So, next is Spider-Man Far From Home, pulling in the rank of 20. Wow.
Oh, just because I put mine at 21, Kate at 22. Yeah, that dragged yours down from, where'd you have
Like 7 or something like that, I don't remember. I had it at 11. Okay. Not even in the top 10. So, yeah, okay. Didn't drag it down that much. Okay, next is Iron Man 3 at number 19.
Yeah, I think that was just kind of like a community, like, it goes where it goes.
Yeah, I agree. Okay, next is Doctor Strange. Wow, at 18.
Dude,
was
that
not
one,
expecting to go that.
That
low,
one
but.
Jump dropped ways.
Okay, jeez. Now we're gonna get into the fun stuff where we're getting some ties and things. Actually, I could have. Maybe I said wrong here. Oh, actually, sorry. I take that back. I misread. Ant-Man and the Wasp is number 18.
Okay.
Doctor Strange is number 17. So not too far behind, but I misread there. I apologize. This is super confusing. Okay. Number 16 is Ant-Man.
Dude, that dropped a bunch from our before average.
Yeah, I feel like that was just kind of one of those things where it's like, yeah, it goes where it goes. It's a bummer that it's this
yeah,
low.
Before it was at 10, and collectively that dropped 6, like from all of us. That's insane.
Okay, so now we're on to number 15, and we got a three-way tie here.
All right, what does it all say?
It is, let me get make sure I'm looking at the right ones. Oh, just kidding, four-way tie.
Oh, jeez.
Jeez, okay, so we got Spider-Man Homecoming. Oh, that hurts. Captain America Civil War, Iron Man 2, and Iron Man.
Oh,
all
my.
All tied for 15.
Dude, those are all.
So this is going to be 15, 14, 13, 12. 15, 14, 13, 12. Yeah, 15.
Okay, wait, 12. Same all again.
So Iron Man 2, Captain America Civil War, and Spider-Man Homecoming.
This sucks. Okay.
Okay, I'm okay, just because I know this is a community ranking. So this is going to be 15, 14, 13, and 12. I'm okay with giving Civil War 12, because I know you guys really like that.
Wait, where did Kate have it? Kate had it at, actually... Kirk, where is it?
He had it at...
11, actually.
11. Okay, and he had...
You had Civil War at... Yeah, you had yours pretty low. I think Civil War could go at, like, 14.
Okay, because I feel like mine's really dragging it down, and I feel like collectively we like... Okay, let's look at this here. Okay, this is how we should do that. Collectively, Iron Man has the highest for all of us. Does that make sense? Like there, it's this is so confusing. It's really, really divided, and Iron Man has it, like, the consistent highest for us. So should we put Iron Man at 12?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, so Iron Man at 12, then Captain America Civil War at 14.
Mm-hmm.
I'm okay with Spider-Man Homecoming coming 15. I know that I'm really the only one keeping that high. Honestly, it'd be so much lower if it wasn't for me. So, and then that just leaves. So we got
Iron
15.
Man 2 at
so
13.
Yeah. So we got Spider-Man Homecoming at 15, Captain America Civil War 14, Iron Man 2 at 13, and Iron Man 1 at 12.
Jeez, this is completely different from dude. So we at wait, where's Civil War at 14?
Yeah, I got 14. It went down 8. Oh
yeah,
my gosh.
6 to 14. Dang.
Okay. Next, we got at number 11, Captain America the First Avenger. Went up. So that's good.
Okay,
I think we all realize we really like that movie. Right above that, at number 10, Age of Ultron. Made it into the top 10. There we go, Ultron.
It did drop, though. Before we had it at 8, but that did go down. Okay.
Okay, and then right above that is Captain Marvel at number 9. I'm so glad that made it in the
top
10.
Yeah, before it was at 19. That might be our biggest jump, 19 to 9.
I think that
is.
Okay, then right after that at number 8 is the Avengers. That jumped a little bit, not as much. I think Cade, he skyrocketed the Avengers.
Oh, I am thrown by that.
His went up 6 spaces.
Yeah, into the top 3.
Yeah.
Like,
so
wow.
That, in fact, Cade has the Avengers as his most, it moved up the most. So that
really
moved. Yeah.
Oh, jeez.
So that was what was that, number 9? No, that I'm getting so confused. Too many numbers. That was number 8. Okay, so we're looking at number 7 here, and that is Avengers Infinity War. I feel like my bottom ranking of that really drags that down, because you guys both have like 2 or 3. So
yeah, it went from 4 down to 7, so it did go down a little bit.
Yeah, my rewatch of that took it down. Okay, and then right below that is, or right above that is Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2 at number 6, which climbed a lot.
Yeah, I think that climbed mostly because you had yours ranked lower.
Yeah,
because you hadn't seen it, or no, you did actually. Why was that so low in the first place?
We all, honestly, we all had it pretty low. I mean, you had it at 17. I think
that
it moved
must have
up.
Been like, yeah, I went from 17 to 11.
Yeah, so yours jumped. Guardians of the Galaxy was your highest jumper, tied with Iron Man 2 at 6 moves.
Okay.
Going up, like 6 up. Cade's went 2 up, and mine jumped 8. So movie went up for all of us. So I feel like that Guardians of the Galaxy earns that. Okay. Into the top 5. Here we go. Make sure I'm looking at this right. Yeah. Into the top 5. Number 5, Black Panther. Okay. Going up. I feel like that deserves it.
All right.
Okay. Right above that at number 4 is Captain America the Winter Soldier.
Oh, that did go down. I mean, that's hard. What, I had that at 3. Yeah, was it you who had that super high last time?
Yeah, I had it crazy high. I had it number 1, I think.
Kate had it at 3. You had it at, yeah, you did have it at number 1. Dang, yeah, that one went down a little bit. What's number 3? Is it still Thor?
Yeah, Thor Ragnarok.
Yep, stayed.
Number 2 is Guardians of the Galaxy. And then number 1, obviously, Avengers Endgame. And I think this is crazy. Okay, so like number 1 was... Okay, so got to figure out a way to explain this. So I did the averages. That's how we figured this out. We just did an average.
Yeah.
Avengers Endgame scores the spot of number 1, but got an average of 1.3 repeating. So 1.33333.
Yeah, yeah.
Guardians of the Galaxy, which scored number 2, got an average of 5.6 repeating. So, like, that is a huge difference between number 1 and number 2 in the averages. I don't know what that means, but it's interesting.
I know. Like, I took a business class, which is, like, straight-up data analysis, and it'd be fun to, like, go into this more and see... I don't know. There's a lot of, like, statistics you could throw in there and figure out, like, what that means, I guess. Get, I don't know. Let's, like, interpret it better, but that's pretty interesting, dude. So what was our 3? What was the 3 score?
3? They got 3rd?
Yeah.
Thor Ragnarok.
What was the overall score that it had?
Oh, I don't. I already deleted it, sorry.
Okay, yeah, no worries.
I had to delete them as I go because they were confusing me, so I apologize.
Oh, yeah. We're good. But dang it.
So
that's cool.
I'm pulling this up here because this is... So we're going to... I just want to talk about super quick which moved the most for us. I got a spreadsheet here. It's all laid out. So for Cade, because he's not here, the one that moved up the most for him by 6 points was the Avengers. It went from number 8 to number 2. So 6 points there. Honestly surprised, but whatever. To each their own. He has a three-way tie for the ones that moved down the least. He was the least negative, I should say. He has 3 movies that tied all at moving down 4, and that was Doctor Strange, from number 9 to number 13, Spider-Man: Homecoming from number 15 to number 19, and Spider-Man: Far From Home from 18 to 22. And then over to you. I guess we'll do our negatives moving down the most first. Yours that went down the most was Ant-Man by 8 points from 8 to 16. Yeah. Mine was Age of Ultron from 7 to 17 that went down 10. So,
oh, dang. That's the biggest drop out of anybody.
Yeah. I have the big – I guess I'm just crazy because I have the biggest drop and the biggest climb.
Really?
Yeah. Your biggest climb is the same as Cade's at 6, but you've got 2 of them. Iron Man 2, which I will – except as
yeah,
a total
that's
victory.
Credit totally to you.
Then Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2, which deserves it. Mine was the biggest climbs was at 13. Jumped 13 places.
Oh my gosh.
So Guardians of the Galaxy, which went from 21 to 8, but it was it defaulted at the bottom of the list because I've never seen it. So obviously that one was going to jump a ton because that's a great movie. I've never seen it. Yeah. Captain Marvel was the other one who went from 17 to 4.
Heck yeah. That makes me so happy.
So for our average, this is going to be interesting to go through super, super quick. Should we go through all of them and talk about how they moved, or should we just do the biggest moves?
I think biggest moves. Because, like, I think, like we said, between, like, 7 and, like, 20, they're so interchangeable. Like, it's really hard to, like, unless there's one that, like, that landed in there that used to be super high or used to be super low. Does that make sense?
Yeah. So... the biggest move actually was Captain America Civil War. Dropped 8 points from 6 to 14.
Jeez.
The second closest to that was Ant-Man and the Wasp, which went 5 from 13 to 18. The biggest movers, though, the biggest move up was Captain Marvel. Jumped 10 points from 19 to number 9.
Heck yeah. I think that helped because before you had it like super low.
Oh,
and I was the only one keeping it afloat. That would have been like 23 if I didn't rank it.
Seriously, and like a big part of why I like that movie is because of you. Like, so that's
heck
total
yeah. I love that movie. That was a lot of fun.
Closest to that is Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2, which jumped 8. But again, that's because I had it super, super low. But I feel like that one deserves the most because that one moved for all of us.
Yeah, that every single one of us, I think, went up at least like 3 spaces or something.
Yeah.
We all liked that one a lot. I went from 17 to 11, yeah.
I'm curious. I'm going to, like, hold on 1 second. I'll post the screenshot of the spreadsheet if you guys want to look at it. And then, of course, individual screenshots of all our lists before and after are going to be on all of our social medias. And, of course, my letterbox that I mentioned, those will be linked in the show notes. But if I'm looking at this here, so like we talked about, Captain America Civil War moved the most. And honestly, no joke, all three of us have moved down.
Really?
All three of us moved down on Captain America Civil War.
Where did I have it before?
It just moved one. Both of you guys only had it moving one.
I just switched Guardians of the Galaxy and Civil War.
So, Captain Marvel, who moved the most, you actually had it move down, and Kate and I had to move up, but I had to jump 13 spaces, which is a ton, so that really helped even it out.
Yeah.
But I'm curious, though. Like, okay, I just want to look at these here, and then we can be done because it's been a while. So yours that moved the most was Iron Man 2. Well, let's do Kate first. So his that moved the most was Spider-Man Homecoming, Doctor Strange, and Far From Home. Those were all tied. Spider-Man Far From Home, yours stayed the same, and mine moved down. So I guess that's kind of a negative move.
Oh, mine stayed the same?
Yeah, dead, zero change. Doctor Strange, you guys both had moved down. I only had move up by one. And then Spider-Man Homecoming, I had move up. You had move up. Kate had moved down. So I guess he's alone in that.
Mm-hmm.
You had Ant-Man move the most down, and you and me both had it move down a lot, but Kate had it move up significantly.
Yeah, what do you think, like... I don't know, because I love this movie. It's like, I love, like, heist movies. You know, like Ocean's 11 or... I forget the name of the other ones. But stuff like that's a lot of fun. But I think a big like thing was how I valued the threat.
Yeah.
And I didn't feel like the threat in Ant-Man was very big. So yeah. I don't know. I don't know why I had it number 8 in the first place. That seems so high.
Yeah, I had mine crazy high as well. I had it at 8. Oh, we both did. So, like, that seems way undeserving now. Which is weird.
Oh, no, I'm sorry I couldn't call you earlier.
Hold on 1 second.
Hey, Deja. Thank you.
Okay, so other things here, I'm interested. The Avengers, which Cade had moved a ton.
I had moved down, you had stayed the same.
I'm so sad he's gone. I want to know why he likes that movie so much. Like, it's good, but like...
Definitely, I wouldn't even... That's not like a top fiver at all for me. Like, good movie, but... And I don't remember him...
It didn't break our top 10 at all for either of us.
I don't remember him, like, talking so much about it after we watched it, like...
He's in a weird mindset right now, I'm guessing, because, like, yeah. I don't remember him being super hyped about it either. I do remember that when we watched it, he was the only one that had a fall in. Like, you and me were both like, eh. Same with Ultron.
Oh,
like,
really?
Both you and me, for Avengers and Age of Ultron, neither of us had a fall in, and Kate was a whole person leading the conversation for both of those movies.
Oh, okay.
I wonder if that's why. I don't know.
Because honestly, I feel like a big part of our rankings, because you could always, you know, each of these movies, there's, like, comedy, there's some action, but I think it's how we personally connect, or, like, with each of the characters, like, emotionally or anything. So, yeah, that actually makes sense. That's cool. Like, if we had a good fall in, I wonder, like, if subconsciously we, like, it made us like the movie a lot more. And
yeah,
so we, like, ranked it higher.
I know that's the case for me with Captain Marvel. Like, that's really why it jumped for me, because it is, like, no doubt that it had a huge impact on me. Same with Black Panther. I'm curious that moved up 7 spots, which is the second most I have. So, and Guardians of the Galaxy. So, like... That's interesting that, like, the movies we had a good fall in about really moved up a lot.
Yeah, dang. So, just curious, I want to talk about, like, your Captain America, like, that big change there. Because before, you had it ranked at 18, and now you have it ranked at, Captain America the First Avenger. And now you have it ranked at number 12, like.
Oh, I did? Wow, okay, I don't know. I don't remember what it is about it. I just remember watching that movie and talking to you guys, and specifically talking to you, Kelton, and realizing how much enjoyment I could get out of this movie. Like, there's not a particular... I don't know why I keep remembering, like, the sweet Captain America uniform that he wears in the first one and how it's so different and how it's a sweet like World War II movie, but that's it. Like, I just remember really being surprised at how much I enjoyed it because I didn't remember enjoying it that much. And that was a big part of you and how much you enjoyed it.
Yeah, I think a big reason why I love this movie so much is, like, first off, you know, it's weird. I see, like, Captain America, the first Avenger, is, like, the first MCU movie, even though it's not. But that's, like, kind of, like, how I... Hold on, let me think about this. So, like, watching, like, I don't remember watching Iron Man in the theaters, but I remember watching Captain America, the first Avenger, in the theaters, and that felt like the first big MCU movie for me. And, like, I'm just a sucker for, like, World War, like, war movies and stuff like that, and I feel like this one was, like, superhero, but also slash, like, a World War II film. So, it, I don't know, I freaking love this movie. So good. Like, this is one, like, I wonder if I ranked it too low on this last one, to be honest. What I have, I had it at...
Yours did move up. It moved up four spots. Seven. It went to seven.
Shoot, I don't know.
That's
highest
out of all of us.
It's so good. But...
Yeah, I'm curious to go through, like...
I can't hear you.
Oh, I'm muted, sorry. Yeah, I was. Okay. You have it at number seven, which is the highest out of all of us. Which is really interesting.
Yeah, what was my jump? I had that at 11 before. Not a huge jump, but dang, I don't know. Talking about, like, thinking about it, like, makes me want to move it up even higher because this is just a good movie.
Yeah.
But yeah, anyways. Yeah, any other big ones in our average?
Let me see here. I'm trying to pick out some others. No, that was really it. Everything else was, like, small shifts, you know, and kind of things that were the generic consensus, like Ant-Man and the Wasp moving down, which we all kind of talked about how we didn't like as much. So, yeah, there's nothing else that really changes. Actually, this one really is interesting. Iron Man went down three spaces from in our top 10 at number 9 to number 12. And I was interested to see how that would hold up because in my ranking, like, I have a hard time moving that movie down, but I have a hard time moving it up because I have a lot of respect for, like, what it did and what it started and how it's the first of everything. And, like, that movie as a standalone movie is really, really great. But in the MCU, like, there's so much that it expanded into. And as three people who really love the MCU, like, of course, there's so many other things to love besides that first movie where I feel like Iron Man's really loved by movies. People who don't necessarily love the MCU. So I was really actually way curious what was going to happen to that movie, if it was going to go up or down, because, like, I have a hard time picking where I want that movie because, like, I really respect it and it's really, really well made and really good and a ton of fun and it's, like, a great movie to enjoy, but it's, like, it's hard to compare it to so many other movies that are so different and expanded so much.
Yeah, I wonder, because, see, I re-ranked my stuff. I looked at my first list. And I wonder if that was a bad idea. I should have just not even looking at my previous ranking and just, like, blind, like, just open page started ranking things. Because I wonder if it influenced, like, oh, I had that super high. I can't let that drop before, you know? But, like,
yeah.
I don't know. It's interesting to think about.
Yeah. It is interesting. So, that's that. Yeah. That's the MCU ranking. I can't believe we're finding it here. Like, honestly, I'm, like, almost kind of, like, lost. Like, we have a whole schedule. Don't worry. We're going to keep making episodes. We have tons of movies we're going to watch. But, like, we've had such a solid plan that, like, I had to look at the schedule and be like, what's coming next? Like even though I look at it frequently and I know, like, it's, like, a weird feeling. Like, almost feel, like, a little bit lost.
Like, I know, because it's, like, our big project. I feel like this is, like, one of our first ideas from the get-go. I was like, oh, we got to watch all the Marvel at Cinematic Universe movies. And now that, like, we finished... We've done our re-ranking. It's like, okay, now what? Like,
yeah, it's so weird. And, like, there are so many, like, okay, little spoiler for you guys who are still listening this far into the podcast. Our next episode, that we're just going to throw a kid under the bus. We were going to do it today, but then he had to leave. Was our Basement Binge Top 30. We were going to take our individual top 10 lists and combine them into top 30. It was going to be really competitive and a ton of fun. We're still going to do it. It's just going to come out a little bit later. There's a little what am I trying to say here? A little sneak peek into mine. What am I even trying to say? My personal top 10 sneak peek. There isn't an MCU movie in my personal top list until number 14. The MCU doesn't break the top 10 for me. And so it's interesting because there's so many good movies outside of the MCU, but like I feel so lost right now. Like there's so many things that I'm excited to get into, and I know that you guys are going to have movies as well that like when you bring up in your top 10 list, I'm like, oh, we have to get to that, and like I'm going to feel a huge urgency to like get there and like totally change our schedule just because I want to watch something. But like it's a weird feeling, like, man, this is our big project, we're finally
done. I'm really excited. One of the reasons why I'm so excited about this one is because I feel like we're bringing up movies we haven't had the chance to talk about yet, and
yeah,
we're going to see like, oh, I've never seen that movie, and like you love it. But I'm so excited, honestly, to rank these as a group. Because obviously there's going to be movies that like I feel like some of us haven't seen yet. But I think it's going to be fun to like we pitch like our idea to each other. It's like, look, like think about it. That like this deserves this ranking. So I think that's going to be a lot of fun.
It is going to be a ton of fun. Let's give if you guys are listening this far, and you have been listening along, we really, really appreciate you guys. We honestly probably would have done this without you guys listening anyway, but it makes it way better to know that people are listening. Little update into our downloads, which we haven't updated you guys in a long time, which has barely cracked 2,000 downloads, and which may be small to other podcasters. I mean, it's kind of confusing with how many episodes we have because we have the spoiler wall, but I don't really count those as an episode. But like the actual movies that we've watched and episodes – this is like number 42 or something like that. In fact, I can get the exact number here, which I'm interested in. We appreciate you guys. Like that is a lot of episodes. It took us 9 months to get all the way through the MCU. This is going to be episode 42. You guys are listening to episode 42 right now. And that's crazy. Oh,
that's so cool, dude.
And we really, really appreciate you guys helping us get here. We couldn't do it without you guys. And it's been a ton of fun to have people share our excitement of these movies. And get back to us because it's interesting to be here. And like, man, we made it. Like, I was honestly at one point when we started the podcast, like everybody starts a project and doesn't finish it, and it's exciting to be like, we made it.
Yeah, we're still we going quit, like we have we're plans. Still going like
it's exciting.
This is fun, guys.
So
and for all you guys like who remember our first episode of re-ranking,
know what an orange story is, those people.
And our first episode of us arguing about what Marvel movie goes where, like, congratulations, guys. You've been on a journey. Like, this has been a great, like, not only is, like, things happen in our lives, but I feel like in the world itself, like, life has turned upside down since we started this podcast.
Yeah.
And it's been fun. Like, looking back, like, I would have done this podcast every dang time. So, yeah. This is sick.
So I because I'm so like anxious to do this and I'm sad that Kate is gone, I want to give myself and also our listeners a little sneak peek into our top 10.
Yeah.
And I would say we reveal three movies at random, any number we want. It doesn't just three movies in our top 10.
I'm so excited. All right. Yeah. Random. We're not going to tell where they're at in our top 10. I just think three random ones.
Okay, I'll say I prepared my top 15 because I figured we might have some duplicates and we may need some extras to fill in to get to 30. So I got 15. So this isn't my top 10. These are somewhere in my top 15. I won't give you the number. These are just randomly in there somewhere.
All right.
Let's go one at a time.
I'm like nervous now. I don't know why. I'm like, Okay. You go first. You name one first.
Children of Men.
I don't think I've ever even heard of that movie.
Oh, God. So Frank. Good.
Wait, when did it come out?
Like 2001 or something like that.
Children of Men. Hold up. Let me, like,
2006.
Google. Okay, let me Google this just to see if I recognize.
You need to watch it. I'm pretty sure it's on Amazon. Well, I don't know. Hold on, let me just look it up. It is, the cinematography in this movie is like, reads like a textbook on cinematography. It is so good. But not even that. Like, I'm a huge lover of cinematography.
Dude,
it's also just an intense movie. So if you guys have not seen it, why is it not pulling it up? What the heck? If you guys haven't seen Children of Men, the premise of that is that it's in the year like 2019 or something like that, where why don't I just Google it? Hold on. I don't want to ruin this synopsis. The year doesn't matter, okay? It's later in the future, and the world has stopped having the ability to have children. No one can get pregnant anymore, and so the world has kind of fallen into this horrible post-apocalyptic type world. And the beginning of the movie starts with the youngest person on Earth, who's like 15 years old, dying. And so the world is just in a horrible place because of people not being able to have children. So it came out in 2006. It's phenomenal, especially that opening scene. If you watch the movie, where it's introducing you into the world, it's introducing you to the conflict, what's happening. It is a long take in a coffee shop. If you guys have seen this movie, you know what I'm talking about. The opening scene in a coffee shop just sets up the movie perfectly, and it just builds and builds and builds from there. The war scene and the scene down the stairway, if you guys have seen this movie, is one of the most powerful moments in cinema I've ever experienced. The hall stair scene. When you get to it, Kelton, because I'm sure you're going to watch it, one of the most powerful moments. It's on Stars right now.
I'm writing it down.
So,
Children of Men, baby.
It's on. If you sign up for a free trial of Stars, you can watch it. It's so good.
All right. Okay, all right. Here's a sneak peek from one of my top. I'm also going to have a top 15, so pending. I mean, I just have my top 10 right now, but I will add. And, I'm still thinking about this, so I may add other movies. I may take some out, but I know for sure this is my top 15 here. But Jack Reacher.
Oh, I love that movie.
I love this movie. Oh my god.
No, man, listen to you. I'm like, should I totally reconsider my entire life choice with this top 15 list? That is a solid movie. Making a top list is hard. You forget about movies.
Yeah, straight up. I was Googling movies from 2005, 2006, 2007 just to remember those movies that I love, but I've just forgotten about. But Jack Reacher, every time I watch it, it feels like the first time. Though I know exactly what happened. It's just so cool because I want to do a podcast about this, but just really quick, it starts with the climax of the movie feels like it's at the very first 5 minutes.
Yes.
And you work backwards. It's so cool. I love that kind of stuff. So Jack Reacher is one of mine.
Okay. We're doing three, right? Okay. Second for me. Ugh, I'm trying to decide which one I want to reveal. I'm going to pick between two. Hold on. Let me flip a coin and decide which one. I'm going to get my penny out, if you guys remember that episode where I flipped a penny. Okay. I'm deciding between number 15 and number 2. And I'm not going to tell you which one's which, but okay. Megamind.
Oh, that movie is so funny.
I have rewatched it so many times with my brother. I quote it all the time with my brother. It's hilarious. One of the best animated movies I've ever seen. It is so well made and just hilarious and so quotable. Just a ton of fun to watch. I could watch it over and over and over again.
I feel like that one definitely went off the radar. I remember loving it when it came out, but I heard nothing about it.
Oh, I feel
nobody
like it
was
got
talking about it.
It came out the same time Despicable Me or near it, and they're so similar. And people, I feel had a better reaction to Despicable Me, so that has the sequels and so on and so forth. And Despicable Me 3 and Minions went on to make $1 billion, which is ridiculous. But I feel like Megamind's way better and way funnier.
Yeah.
Anyway, okay. What's the second one for you?
Hot Rod. I know that sounds typical Utah douchebag or something, right? But I love this movie. Part of it is because I love, is it Andy or Adam? I can't remember. Sandberg, the guy from Brooklyn Nine-Nine. I think it's Adam Sandberg. or Andy?
I think it's
Samberg.
Adam. I don't know.
Yeah, I love him. He is so freaking funny. Like, this is one of the movies. Like, I know it's not considered like a masterpiece or anything like that. It's not anything like directed by Christopher Nolan, but this is. I just love this movie. It's so freaking quotable. It's so stupid, but just fun to watch. So
yeah.
All right, your last one, Harrison. What's the last sneak peek?
Okay, I'm going to, like, move the mouse around on it, and wherever it lands, I'm going to do. No, I don't want to do that one. Okay, I'm going to do it again. Blade Runner 2049. Holy
moly. You've talked about
this
one, and I have not seen this yet.
Okay, you got to watch Blade Runner, and then watch Blade Runner 2049, because I would claim this movie as the greatest sequel ever. Because not only is it amazing on its own, but it's amazing and how it elevates the first movie to be even better than the first movie already is, and that's hard to do. But if I say anything else about the movie, it's going to ruin it, and you don't want that. It's directed by my favorite director, Denis. I mean, I mispronounce his name. Villeneuve. Villeneuve. Whatever. He's directing Dune. He directed Arrival. He's a phenomenal director.
All right. Okay. Mine. The last one I'm going to tell you, I can't remember if we did a podcast about this. I don't think we did. But World War Z.
Oh, no, we haven't. What, really?
Yes, I love this movie.
I haven't
seen
that movie in so long.
Like, this is one, guys, for any of you listening still, I don't ever buy movies. I just don't. Like, usually my parents buy it, or if I need something, like, I eventually find a way to watch, but I almost never buy movies. This is one that I went out of my way to buy a DVD copy of. World War Z.
Wow. Yeah. I don't remember anything about it.
Probably like one of the two movies I owned that I paid my own money for. But World War Z. I love this movie. So, that is my last sneak peek. Oh, frick. I want to do this, man.
I want to do the whole list. Okay, but that's the end of the episode. It's been long enough. If you guys are still listening, holy cannolis.
You guys are incredible.
We appreciate you staying with us for 9 months to get through the entire MCU. Hopefully the re-rank was working for you. Again, it's on my personal letterbox on all of our social medias. You can go look at them because that's probably way easier to read than actually listen to. But we appreciate you guys listening. That's it for the Basement Binge here. But as you guys got the sneak peek, tune in for the next episode, the Basement Binge Top 30. I'm so excited for this.
It's going to be, I think, I've been hyped for a lot of our episodes, but this one, I am pretty hyped for, guys, so make sure to listen up and go check that one out as soon as it drops.
Alrighty. Ciao, ciao.
All right, what to do, baby?